For what's on in sport, you've got the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. For what's on at the Star, see thestarsydney.com.au.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Yes, it is Magic Round Eve in Brisbane, MG. You arrived yesterday and settled in nicely to Queensland lifestyle.
That's fantastic. Mm. Yeah, it's great to be up here. We're seeing a couple of the players from Manly who are staying at the same hotel as us.
Yes.
Going out to a school visit today, seeing a couple of other teams around town, so and supporters. So it's the vibe in Brisbane is absolutely magnificent.
Yeah. It's a vibe. It's a vibe, yeah. Absolutely. And we need to delve into something that happened last night, MG. I need to call you on some of your magic round behaviour.
My antics.
Your antics. Yeah, that's a polite way to describe it. We're going to get to that a bit later. But off the top, the big story of the day.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG. What's cracking?
Adam Reynolds is officially a Bronco. Both South Sydney and the Brisbane Broncos have released a statement today announcing that Reynolds has signed with the Brisbane club for the next 3 years. This is his final season as a Bunny.
This is a profound moment in the Broncos' history. It really is. It's quite simple. It's the signing they had to make because I can't think of a bigger signing probably since Israel Folau went from there from the Storm.
Well,
it's a club that breeds their own from within. So they had to make this. They had to make this kill. This is just the signing they needed. This is exactly what Brisbane Broncos needed.
Mm.
And they've got him. They've got the fish.
It's exciting for Broncos fans. From a Rabbitoh perspective, this is now, and he's made a statement in this release from the Bunnies saying that, you know, he loves the Rabbitohs, he loves his teammates, he loves everything about this club, and he's fully committed to capturing the ultimate goal, which is a premiership for this side this year. Do you think that's achievable?
I think this year is, yeah. I think they're definitely in the mix. So even though they got beat by 50 points last week against the Storm, and they say that if you get beaten by 50, you can't win the competition. I think they had four big names out that would suggest otherwise.
Mm.
You know, Latrell, Campbell Graham, Cam Murray, and Adam Reynolds.
Yeah.
You put Cody Walker in that group, and that's their five best players.
Yeah.
So the Melbourne Storm will find out this weekend without their four big names how they go against the Dragons. But I still can't get over how deep down, I thought he might have stayed in. Went to Cronulla.
Yeah.
In Sydney.
Yeah.
The fact that he's uprooting his family and he's coming up here, and for less money, the lifestyle in Brisbane, what we've learned about it in the last 24 hours, for a young family, man, this is the place to be.
Producer Charlie told me he wanted to move up here this morning.
It's just beautiful up here. It's everywhere you look, it's beautiful. The people are friendly, and I think the Broncos, more importantly, will now build upon this signing. This is a signing that I've heard maybe his teammate Jaden Sewer.
Ooh.
Is also in the firing line. Dane Gagai is in the firing line from the Broncos.
The Brisbane Bunnies.
Yes.
The Brisbane Bunnies. Okay. Momentum created for the Broncos off the back of this signing. What about the Rabbitohs next year?
It's a deflator. It's a real deflator. When you lose a guy who has been in that green and red jersey since he was 14 years of age, who has been a part of your club for so long, he's your captain. You're losing him and your coach next year. I think this year, the year we're in right now, 2021, is the year that the South Sydney window closes. If they don't I don't think if they win the comp this year, they won't win it within a couple of years. I think this is the year they're going to put all their eggs in the basket and say, "This is our parting gift for you, Mr. Reynolds, and for you, Mr. Bennett." There's a bridge. Okay, do we speak about this bridge player that we keep thinking
of? Yeah, we talked about this yesterday. I asked you, do the Bunnies need a bridging player? And you think that's what they're going to go and target. And what we mean by that is an experienced, established half to take Reynolds' place that can guide them through until their next young player is ready.
And we're hearing the likes of Sean Johnson being mentioned. We're hearing Milford being mentioned. Mm. Basically, they're the only two halfbacks on the market. So,
but do you honestly think, and I'll just run you through these numbers, you got Damien Cook, we always talk about the spine, and yes, Adam Reynolds is leaving, but Damien Cook will be 30 next year. He's the incumbent New South Wales and Kangaroos hooker.
Yep.
Cody Walker will be 32.
Ooh, so here we go.
But Latrell Mitchell will be 24.
Yeah, Latrell.
Cam Murray is 23. Jaden Sewer, if he doesn't leave, 23. Cullen Mutungi, 23. There's so much talent.
That's a great nucleus. It really is.
But you're worried about the absence of a half.
I'm worried about the absence of the coach as well. It's Wayne Bennett. Let's think about that for a second. Wayne Bennett is leaving your club. He's the guy who's won, you know, six premierships at Brisbane. He won one at Dragons. This guy wins where he goes. He's got South to a couple of prelims. I think that this year, right now, they should put all their eggs in that one basket and try and get the Holy Grail.
Well, I guess if you're looking for Bunnies fans out there, some sort of peace of mind around that is that Jason Demetrio is already there. You're not bringing – it's not a Seabold type introduction to a club,
yeah,
which is going to try and change the entire dynamic. He'll put his own fingerprints on it, of course. But he's there, he knows the system, he knows the players. So that's about as smooth a transition as you could hope for, I guess.
It's just a massive signing for Brisbane.
It's a massive signing. You reckon the Bunnies might have a little bit of extra support this weekend when he's...
I bet he gets a cheer when he runs
out. Yeah, of course he will. That's actually very nice timing. That's very astute work from all clubs involved, really, to get it done ahead of this round. So congratulations, Adam Reynolds. He's a fantastic bloke. Happy that he's gotten what he's after. Friend of the show. He's gotten that long-term deal, which is what he was chasing. All the best to him. Oh, Brent Reed, Magic Brent Reed, from the Australian, part of the Triple M family.
I believe it's only magic.
And now, Reedy, before we get to your mail, which we know is always good, do you want to confess to anything from last night? I believe you had a very important meeting.
Yes. I think we both played up a little bit last night, Reedy, myself and you.
My memory's a bit fuzzy, actually. I can't really remember what happened.
Reedy did have better mail for us that he got from his dinner with Peter Volandis last night. He's just forgotten it all.
Yes.
Quickly
tell us what was that about, because Volandis and Abdo are staying at our hotel and they went off yesterday in their nice clobber, and I believe they were meeting up with some journos.
The Queensland media, basically, and I just snuck in because I was up here.
And you've got your Queenslander card.
You are a Queenslander.
It was actually with the entire commission and Andrew, so it was pretty interesting. It was a good night.
Okay.
Steak joint in opposite the Caxton. I think it's called Black Hyde, I think. Very good. Food was outstanding. Company was brilliant. The red wine. Just kept flowing.
Dangerous. And the best part about it from the Reedy's perspective is the NRL picked up the tap.
Yes. Love it.
Reedy, let's talk news from the world of rugby league. What's going on?
Well, look, I'm up in Brisbane. Obviously, an expansion's the buzzword at the moment, obviously, with the bidding teams and the process has sort of kicked off in earnest. Now, it's really interesting. The NRL's basically put a gag order on the three clubs who are bidding to enter the NRL. They're basically being told, look, you can't say anything inflammatory. You can't criticise rival bids. Be very careful what you say. And they're warning them, if you cross the line, you'll be removed from the process and a line will be put through you. So basically, there's a gag order. They put a gag order on them.
Why is this happening? Have we heard someone from one of the potential new clubs saying something derogatory about it all?
Well, I think they're just worried that it's constantly in the media, for one. But, you know, obviously there's been some clubs, existing clubs, who have raised concerns, Gold Coast among them. And I think they're a bit worried about inflaming tension with the existing clubs. And they just don't want to play out in the back page every day. I think that's the predominant issue. So basically, they've just been told to be careful. Or, you know, as I said, they'll just remove them from the process and the dream will be dead.
Fair enough. All right, Reedy, the big story of today, it's official. Adam Reynolds has joined the Broncos.
Huge.
MG declared it the biggest signing since, you know, Israel Folau back whenever he joined the club. What does this mean for the rest of the halfback free agents in the competition?
Well, obviously it puts a lot of pressure on Cronulla now to make a really significant move. You know, they've obviously got Sean Johnson and Matty Moreland that they're looking at now and deciding whether they re-sign those guys. I mentioned the other day that Anthony Milford was a guy potentially on their radar, depending on what they do with Johnson and Moreland. Obviously they've got a big decision to make now. I think they'll sit back and they'll take their time and they'll survey the market before they make a move. You know, there's an interesting one for me. There's a couple of interesting guys out there, right? One is Mitch Moses. Now, Mitch Moses has until Friday, kickoff of the first game, I think, on Friday, to take up the option in his deal. I'm not sure what he'll do. He's obviously got an offer on the table for another 2 years beyond the option. Look, I think he'll be a Parramatta next season. It's just whether he takes the option up and signs for 1 year, or he does a lets the option lapse and tries to negotiate a longer-term deal. That's the issue with Mitch. The other interesting one for me is Luke Brooks. Now, there's been a lot of talk around Brooks here in the past month or so in his form. I wonder whether Cronulla might have a look at Luke Brooks. I think, as I said, there's been lots of rumours about Luke Brooks and his future at that club. He struggled a bit. He hasn't really reached his potential. I wonder whether Cronulla may ask the question of the Tigers whether Craig Fitzgibbon thinks he can get the best out of Luke Brooks. That's just one.
I think Cronulla or South City would be mad not to. I really think they'd be mad not to. I think this is a guy who has been kicked a pill out of post. He always gets the blame when the Tigers lose, and sometimes it's his fault. Yeah, I'll grant that, but I don't believe he deserves the scrutiny that he cops week in, week out. And I think a sea change would be perfect for him.
Yeah. Well, I've got Jackson Hastings obviously coming to the club next year. So they're covered at half. And, you know, I'm a bit like you. I think a change of scene are doing good. He looks like someone who could do with a change of scene. And as I said, I think Fitz is the sort of guy who could probably get the best out of him. So, look, as I said, I don't have any. I'm suggesting that could happen. I don't have an email that is the case. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I think over the next month or so, that's a space worth watching.
Very nice work. Now, Reedy's Mail, it's now an icon. It's a staple of the radio landscape and of the rush hour.
Yes.
My question, Brent Reed, for you, is where is the kickback for MG and I off whatever invoice you're getting for Reedy's Mail bag on NRL 360 these days?
What about that?
As long as you don't use our jingle, logo and jingle that you made up for you.
Ooh, maybe I can get another one.
Reedy.
No, you can't do that.
You're expanding, brother. We love seeing it.
It's a growing
brand. Now we've just got to get a sponsor for this segment.
It's a growing brand.
I know, mate, I'm trying hard.
That's all right. It's
Four Pines, I've got all sorts of people.
I love it, Brent Reed.
Working for me.
The invaluable, the magician, the true magician.
The glue.
Of Magic Round, the glue. He's got so many nicknames. Yeah. Reedy, outstanding work. Enjoy your Magic Round, but enjoy it responsibly, Brent.
Well, I'll see you boys tonight, I think.
Cannot wait, brother.
No, I'm staying away from Brent Reed.
All right, lads.
Bye, buddy.
Talking Magic Round, MG, we've spoken about Adam Reynolds and the big news he announced today, joining the Broncos next year. They are taking on the Cronulla Sharks this weekend. This is the Saturday 5:30 game at Suncorp Stadium. And this man, I feel like it's been an eternity since we had this man on the show.
Yeah, it must have been pre-season.
It's good to have him back, the captain of the Cronulla Sharks, Wade Graham. G'day, Wade.
G'day, boys. It has been a while. Thanks for getting me on.
Thank you for your time, buddy. We know you're currently sitting on a phone in the Sunshine Coast. How long have you been up there with the Sharkies?
We came up here yesterday. So over the last two seasons, obviously due to COVID, we missed out on bringing two games up here. So we just had an opportunity to come up here a bit earlier and get in the community. We got up here yesterday and the boys are enjoying it.
Big game, Wade, against the Rabbitohs this weekend. Obviously, Josh Henner, your interim coach, would have expressed that more than once.
Oh, a massive game for both teams, really, considering the last performance from both teams. So we certainly haven't been playing as well as we would have hoped this time of the year, and the results aren't where we want them to be. So hopefully this is the spark that we're looking for, maybe a trip to Queensland, Magic Round, the whole energy that this fixture brings to everyone. Hopefully it's the spark we're looking for and we can get the result on Saturday evening.
Just talking Sunshine Coast for a moment, is it storm jumpers everywhere off the back of their little adventure up there?
It is saturated a bit with the Melbourne Storm. They obviously had a lot of success up here last year and were in the community for so long. But we're trying to convert a few of them across to the Cronulla Sharks, which isn't easy at the moment. Hopefully a good win on Saturday evening might do the trick to convert a couple across.
Liam asked me the question earlier on the show, Wade, when we knew you were coming up for a chat, if I think you would have spoken to Craig Fitzgibbon yet. And I said to him, I bet you have. Have you spoken to Craig Fitzgibbon about next year's competition and the Sharkies?
Yeah, I have, mate. He gave me a call pretty early in the piece. I've had a couple of conversations with him. We haven't gone too in-depth, to be honest. Mostly just to say hello. Obviously, I've had a bit to do with him in the Origin setup, just to touch base, say hello. Wish me the best for this year and, to catch up when we can in the near future. So, he's a good guy. Obviously, he was well sought after in previous years, for a head coaching role. So, exciting times for Cronulla Sharks in the future, but there's a bit of time to go in between when he starts and now.
And how do you as captain get the players to to remember that? I mean, with everything that the club has been through at the start of this season, how do you, as the skipper, remind the young guys and the more experienced guys and potentially these guys off contract that, hey, I know 2022 under Craig Fitzgibbon will be one thing, but we still got a season to play out, the majority of this season to play out?
Well, it's a hard one, but, you know, fortunately for me, you know, it's not the toughest circumstances I've been in at this club over the years. So,
well said. Well said.
But yeah, our on-field results haven't been great, and that's the most disappointing thing. We're certainly not, you know, playing the type of football that we think we're capable of, and you know, that's what's hurting the current playing group, and we're letting ourselves down at the moment. So that's the major focus for us right now, is getting out there and at least playing the type of footy and the brand of footy that we think we're capable of. And getting the results on the field will certainly go a long way in easing those distractions around, you know, obviously the speculation around players off contract and their futures and Fitzy coming in. So that's our immediate focus. That's what I'm, you know, trying to get the group to focus on. And, yeah, hopefully we can turn that corner, like I said, with a bit of spark up here in Magic Round.
Wait, now, as the Sharks skipper, obviously we spoke about Adam Reynolds. He's now signed with the Broncos. Were you consulted on him going, or did you have anything to do with Adam Reynolds trying to lure him to the Sharkies?
I had one conversation with him. I've known Adam for a while now. We actually played school footy against each other, school footy with each other. So I had one conversation with him to see how he was doing and when he was considering his options. You know, the Sharks put down a really good deal, a really solid deal for him, and there was a bit of the Brisbane deal that he couldn't refuse, and you know, we wish him all the best. He's a great guy, Adam. He's at that stage in his career where he's doing what's best for him and his family, and certainly no fellow player will begrudge him of that. So we wish him all the best. It was a big decision for him, and for the Cronulla Sharks, you know, life goes on, and you know, it's on to the next.
Well said, brother. Well said, mate.
MG, can you imagine? The irony is that neither of those blokes have grown since school footy. They're both the exact same size as when they
played. Both measure. I could imagine Wade. I said, listen, Reno, there's a frigging good house down here on the Shire, mate. That's got, right, backs onto the water. Get down here. Come on. Get down here. Yeah. It's God's country.
He might have got a free house up in Brisbane.
Part of the Cronulla deal was a fight with Gow. That was on the game. Hey, Origin. I want to get your... We've seen the announcement today that Freddie has announced that they're not going to consider Boyd given his comeback and all the rest of it. There's a back row spot. Have you had conversations with Freddie? Where are you at from an Origin perspective? I mean, I figure, you know, perfect little bit of experience there to bring into this New South Wales side this year.
Oh, I haven't had any conversations with Freddie. Been a pretty frustrating start to the year for me. In a similar position as Boyd, actually, I've picked up a couple of head knocks, and just it's made me miss a bit of footy, and it's caused a bit of disruption to the start of my year. And just where the state of the game is at the moment with the head knocks, it's just a hard, you know, it's a hard sort of injury to push or to rush along. So I suppose for me, it's just about getting out there and playing well for Cronulla and playing consistent. You know, I've missed almost more footy than I've played this year already. So the key for me is to get out there and play. If I play a good solid month of footy with no injury and play to my ability, then, you know, if the call came, I'd feel confident. But, you know, it's still a bit of footy to be played till then. And hopefully, you know, my sole focus is getting some wins for Cronulla.
Yeah. On your way, though. Yeah. Come on, mate. You get the South. Get over him the South this weekend, brother. Get up there.
Exactly.
That's the start, mate. That's the start, hopefully.
I've heard that Adam Reynolds got a bit of a dodgy thumb. So if you can find a way to go after that, if you're just saying.
Just screw it, yeah. So you get made, you turn your back on the Sharks, well, you bastard!
There's a perfect opportunity at the captain's handshake. Yes. All I'm saying, Wado, there's an opportunity there, and you've got to take
2, 4, 6, 8, I declare a thumb fight. Was it?
Hey, Wade, we appreciate your time. Enjoy the sunny coast, and best of luck for Saturday's clash with the Rabbits.
Thanks, boys. Have a good one.
Discover the magic of Brisbane at Suncorp Stadium's NRL Magic Round this weekend. There's plenty of fun to be had in Brisbane before and after kickoff. I believe it's only magic. The Rush Hour's Magic Round Tour.
Yeah, we are on tour, MG. It's nice to be on tour. It's fun to be on tour. I feel like, you know.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
That's exciting. We don't get to do it much. I'm like a kid in a candy store.
Well, this is what we need to discuss because you arrived in Brisbane yesterday.
Yes.
Producer Charlie Digital Tony and I have been up since Monday.
That's right.
And so you're like that, you know.
First day syndrome.
Exactly.
You think you're going to miss out on something. You think, you know, the thunderstorm's coming. Yep. Where's the best place to see it?
Charlie, Tony and I are all a little bit fatigued after a couple of days up here. You've come in as this breath of fresh air. And we need to have a conversation because we did the show yesterday and then we went and had some drinks and had dinner.
We had a great little afternoon. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Beautiful
the rain came, the rain poured.
Yeah, a storm came through. Beautiful evening down at the Howard Smith Wharves, Felons Brewery down there. But we need to, there was an incident.
There was.
There was an incident.
Yeah, it's a good incident, but it's a funny incident.
Well, okay. I arrived, I met you at Trivia Night. We
did
trivia down there.
Yep.
And when I got there, you were wearing a Felons T-shirt, a T-shirt obviously you'd bought from the brewery. You'd had dinner there.
Well, I didn't buy it. I was going to buy it because I liked the cut of the shirt.
Yeah.
And I saw all the workers and the security guards there with them on.
Yes.
But they had the white ones and I asked for the black one.
Yep.
And basically what happened, the girl said they're $25.
Mm-hmm.
And then in that time, I think she's gone off and said, this bloke wants this. And I think someone might have recognized me. And she came back and said, this is a gift on the house.
Okay. So you've stolen a T-shirt and
I put it straight on.
You've stolen a T-shirt. You've put it straight on. So you're rocking this black, tight Felons T-shirt.
Yeah.
And then we're at the Barrel Hall, which is where the trivia was.
Yep.
And what did you start doing at the front of this place?
Okay, so it's about a 50-metre walk from where we were to the trivia.
Yep.
So on the way down there, we're walking. It started to pour. We've jumped under an umbrella. Myself, Toby, my mate from Sydney, and Tony. And as we're standing there, I noticed that people were doing their QR check-in codes on the little board right near me. And I took upon myself to act like I was a security guard.
Because you look like one.
I did look like one.
You did look like
Everybody's
one.
Everybody's looking at me for a little bit of guidance. I said, you need any help there, Dale? You right, mate? And then one kid come through with his QR code out. I said, mate, you got any ID?
You did not ID him.
I did.
You can't ID the bloke. Okay.
He goes, yep. He goes, I'm 30, mate. I said, mate, well, I'm not a security guard.
So you... Now,
so I played that role most of the night because then we went to the trivia.
Yes.
And the lady in charge of the trivia floor, she looked at me with she had the earpiece in. I'm thinking, uh-oh, I'm going to get in a bit of trouble here.
I think
the jig's up. She's come over and she looked at me and kind of whispered. She goes, are you on tonight?
Oh.
I just winked at her. I went, yep, all good. See, she goes, she said, drinks are on us.
I was about to say, as you ordered three pints.
She said, drinks are on us. So now, they thought I was an undercover security guard playing trivia. So I'm at the back of the room with you guys. Looking at everybody, thinking that I've got this, guys. It's okay. We're under control.
That is, you have turned up to Brisbane in Magic Round and pretended to be security. Now, confirm this last thing for me, though. An incident where a young man, excited about getting down to do trivia, arrived with his dog.
Oh, yes. Okay, so after the first kid went through with the security, there's this couple and their friend, and they've got a dog. And he said to me, hey, mate, I rang up before and they said we can have the dog in the trivia. I said, you know what? Not a problem, buddy. Bring it through. Nice, beautiful little boxer.
You've waved him through.
I said, on you go. So after about 5 minutes, we've come in, finished our drinks, walked in. I see this real security guard holding up this couple and their mate with this dog. Say, what are you doing?
You can't bring dogs in
here. They said, the bloke out there said we can bring the dog in. I walked in with my hand over my face, saying, where's our chair?
Well, on behalf of the Rush Hour and fake security guard MG, we would like to apologise to that poor young man.
No harm was done.
The dog was out
front.
In fact,
we got free drinks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no harm was done to you. Poor bugger had to take his dog home. the upside for that young man is that he lives in Brisbane.
That's right.
Exactly. But you and everybody else... You can discover the magic of Brisbane at Suncorp Stadium's NRL Magic Round this May. There is plenty of fun to be had in Brisbane before and after the kickoff, especially when you get to Harry's Trivia on a Wednesday night at Felons.
If you're listening, Harry, you rock, buddy. You rock.
There's a bit of a strange one with Harry. All right, MG, we've got to get out of here because the footy is on tomorrow. We're done. It's all about the footy now. Magic Round kicks off tomorrow night.
Yeah, as always, thank you so much for your ears. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.
For what's on in sport, you've got the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. For what's on at the Star, see thestarsydney.com.au.